Marjorie Taylor Greene and DOJ launch investigation into Planned Parenthood's use of taxpayer funds. By Catherine Hamilton on June 13, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, and the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, subcommittee launched an investigation into Planned Parenthood's use of taxpayer dollars on Friday. Greene sent a letter to Planned Parenthood President and CEO Alexis McGill Johnson, raising concerns that the organization may be commingling federal funds and using them for unpermitted purposes like abortions and giving cross-sex hormones to minors. The subcommittee launched the investigation after the pro-life organization Live Action released an undercover investigation alleging that Planned Parenthood has been offering hormone treatment to minors as young as 16 with little parental consent or medical supervision. The Hyde Amendment is supposed to bar the use of federal funds for abortions, and President Donald Trump has also taken executive action to block federal dollars from going toward sex changes for minors. Planned Parenthood's most recent report reveals the organization received $792.2 million in taxpayer funding between 2023 and 2024, up almost $100 million from the previous year. During that time, more than 400,000 unborn babies were killed in abortions, up from more than 392,000 the previous year. Greene appeared to accuse the organization of using federal funds for abortions and sex change drugs for minors in her letter. And she also pointed to concerning reports about the organization's fetal body parts practices. Despite receiving 39% of its annual revenue from federal funds intended for essential health services, such as cancer screenings and wellness exams, Planned Parenthood is increasingly using its resources to offer abortions to its patients, Greene wrote, adding that the latest Planned Parenthood annual report shows that it performed more than 400,000 abortions, an increase of 23% over the last 10 years. The letter also accused Planned Parenthood of providing cross-sex hormones to minors with allegedly little to no medical or psychological evaluation and pointed to the organization's 45 affiliate health centers that report providing hormones for so-called gender-affirming care. Planned Parenthood notably lumps sex change services with the other procedures category in its reports, which Greene said obscures the true number of transgender services provided. Planned Parenthood's official policy varies by state, but some Planned Parenthood health centers will provide cross-sex hormones to minors as young as 16 years old with parental consent, Greene wrote, while also accusing the organization of not consistently adhering to its own parental consent policies. Greene ended the letter by asking Planned Parenthood for troves of information on its practices and non-public financial statements from January 2020 to June 2025. It is imperative that federal funds provided to Planned Parenthood via Title X of the Public Health Service Act, Title X, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, are administered in compliance with applicable laws and regulations, the letter reads. Therefore, the subcommittee seeks documents and information from Planned Parenthood about its delivery of these services and stewardship of taxpayer funds. Republicans are currently working to strip funding from abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood, through President Trump's Big, Beautiful Bill. Planned Parenthood did not respond to a request for comment by the time of publication. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.